Minerals play a vital role in maintaining our health. Deficiencies in essential minerals can lead to a number of health issues, ranging from fatigue and weakness to more serious conditions like hormonal imbalances. On today's show, I'll explore the importance of minerals, their association with sickness and hormonal imbalance, and provide holistic remedies to address mineral deficiencies. So, friend, if you're ready to naturally supercharge your health with the power of minerals, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Welcome to another week. As we celebrated Earth Week, I hope that you had the chance to experience the great outdoors while doing something good to sustain our beautiful planet Earth. Personally, I got a chance to get out in nature and go to the beach and just sink my toes into the sand. And as I was walking barefoot and enjoying the moment of it all, a lady passed by with her dog and she asked me, "How does the sand feel?" I told her that it felt amazing because it was so warm and felt really good. Grounding in the sand is one of my favorite pastimes because sand is so healing. Did you know that sand is composed of minerals that are beneficial to our health? It's also interesting to note that the earth and our bodies have many minerals in common, such as calcium and magnesium, which are major contributors to the mass of the earth and the weight of our physical bodies. And today, I'm going to talk about minerals, their association with sickness and hormonal imbalance, as well as provide four holistic remedies to address mineral deficiencies. Now, over the years, I've discovered that most health issues that women are facing can be traced back to some form of mineral deficiency. And a mineral deficiency is also associated with how we were divinely designed by God from the earth. That's why the earth and our bodies have so many commonalities when it comes to mineral composition. So what role do minerals play in our body? Minerals are known as micronutrients, and these are nutrients that are essential for various physiological functions such as enzyme activity, bone health, our nerve function, as well as hormone regulation. And these elements are not produced by the body, but we have to obtain them through our diet or supplementation. Here are some common minerals and their functions. So we have calcium, which is essential for our bone health, muscle function, as well as nerve transmission. We also have magnesium, which is involved in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body, including energy production and muscle function. We also have iron, which is required for the production of hemoglobin, which carries oxygen in our bloodstream. We have zinc, which plays a crucial role in immune function, wound healing, and DNA synthesis. There's iodine, which is necessary for thyroid hormone production, which regulates our metabolism. And then we have selenium, which acts as an antioxidant and is important for thyroid health and immune function. So what happens to your body when there's a mineral deficiency? A deficiency in any of these essential minerals can have major health consequences. For instance, a calcium deficiency can lead to osteoporosis, which leads to weakened and brittle bones. Or a magnesium deficiency can cause muscle cramps, fatigue, as well as an irregular heartbeat. Now, this is something that I experienced and I know all too well about, especially when it comes to the muscle cramps, because I used to wake up in the middle of the night with severe leg cramps and I didn't know why. And I share my experience in podcast episode 195, Painful Leg Cramps and Hormonal Imbalance, Signs of Magnesium Deficiency in Women, and 3 Natural Solutions. So make sure that you listen to that if you're experiencing any kind of muscle cramps, because it could very well be associated to a magnesium deficiency. Iron deficiency can lead to anemia, which causes fatigue, weakness, as well as shortness of breath. A zinc deficiency can weaken the immune system, which makes women more susceptible to infections. An iodine deficiency can lead to thyroid dysfunction, resulting in fatigue, weight gain, as well as hormonal imbalances. And finally, selenium deficiency can impair thyroid function, increases the risk of oxidative stress-related diseases. And so, how are hormonal imbalances connected to mineral deficiencies? Well, minerals play a crucial role in hormone production, regulation, and signaling within the body. And hormonal imbalances can occur when there's a disruption in the delicate interplay between minerals and hormones. For example, calcium and magnesium. These minerals are involved in regulation of our hormones, which control calcium levels within the blood. Zinc is essential for the production and regulation of various hormones, including insulin, testosterone, as well as thyroid function. We have our iodine. This is required for the synthesis of thyroid hormones, which regulate metabolism and energy production. And then iron. If there is an insufficient iron level, this can disrupt the production of hormones like estrogen and testosterone, which leads to menstrual irregularities and fertility issues. And so we have to be able to address these mineral deficiencies, because if not, they can lead to many of the health complications that I shared with you a little bit earlier. And so adopting holistic approaches that combine dietary changes, supplements, and even lifestyle modifications can help to improve this area in your health. And so I want to share 4 strategies that I use to help keep my body balanced as well as mineralized. And so the first thing that I do is that I drink mineralized water upon rising, usually 30 minutes before I start my day. I get my mineral water in. And drinking mineralized water has so many potential benefits for your health. It provides essential minerals such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, trace elements like zinc, selenium, and iron. Because these minerals, again, they are important for many physiological functions, such as our bone health, muscle function, nerve transmission, our hormone regulation. And when it comes to using a specific salt to help mineralize your water, I recommend 2. The first one is Baja Gold Mineral Sea Salt, and that's Baja, spelled B-A-J-A. And if you can't get the Baja salt, then Celtic sea salt is my 2nd recommendation. In Baja Gold Mineral Sea Salt, it is known as the world's healthiest, most flavorful sea salt. It's naturally harvested from the Sea of Cortez, which is located between Baja California and the Mexican mainland. This area is distinguished by its incredibly diverse array of marine life, calm waters, and pristine beaches. And so this is where they harvest the sea salt from. In Baja, gold mineral salt features a comprehensive mineral and trace element profile, and it also has the lowest natural sodium levels for enhanced taste and improved vitality. And I love Baja's mineral salt because it contains 90 trace minerals, which is incredible. These are essential to our human health because in our regular diet, the minerals are really depleted from the modern diet because of the soil, agricultural practices. We're just not getting those trace minerals that we used to before. And so being able to get this in the form of mineral water is a great way to get those essential minerals into your body. Now, Celtic sea salt contains 34 trace minerals. And some of these minerals are added to the salt while it's being refined. And so between these two, my number one pick again is the Baja Gold Mineral Sea Salt. I also want to put a note in, please do not use regular table salt or sodium chloride because this is one of the poorest choices for your health because it does not contain minerals. And most of the time, table salt is typically mined from underground deposits. And while it's processed, it's removed of those minerals. And so the simplest way is to really use the Baja Gold Mineral Sea Salt or the Celtic salt in the morning. And so the way that you do it is you just take a few crystals of the sea salt and place them under your tongue and let them dissolve before drinking 10 ounces of water. And what this does is that it helps to improve the water absorption in the body because of the magnesium that it contains within the actual sea salt itself. And so if you would like to get your hands on the Baja Gold Mineral Sea Salt, you can visit their website at bajagoldsaltco.com. And I'm also going to place the link in today's show notes. The second thing that I do to keep my body balanced and mineralized is that I make time to de-stress because chronic stress can deplete the mineral stores within our body through several different ways. A few of those ways are through increased urination because stress hormones like cortisol can lead to increased urination, which causes a loss of minerals such as magnesium, potassium, and calcium through urine. Another way is through reduced nutrient absorption because chronic stress can affect digestion and nutrient absorption in the gastrointestinal tract, which leads to decreased absorption of minerals from the food that we're actually eating. Having a compromised immune function because prolonged stress can weaken the immune system, which makes our body more susceptible to infections and illnesses that can further deplete our mineral stores. And so because of this, I'm intentional about practicing relaxation techniques, such as having prayer every morning, reading my Bible, journaling, and meditating throughout the day. And as I shared earlier, I take walks on the beach. I like to stick my toes in the sand, get outside in nature. I also practice deep breathing exercises to help reduce the stress levels in my body. One of the other things that I do is that I make sure that I'm getting to bed at a regular time every single night so that I can condition my body to enter into a routine of rest and relaxation. And if you'd like to learn more about the importance of sleep and hormone balance, I invite you to listen to podcast episode 197, where I interview sleep expert Shauna Robbins. The third strategy is that I work on optimizing my digestion. What this means is that I'm focused on consuming probiotic-rich foods. I stay hydrated throughout the day. I avoid any type of gut irritants like processed foods, refined sugars, as well as sugary drinks. I eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods that are rich in minerals, such as leafy greens, nuts, seeds, whole grains, legumes, and seafood, which usually includes things like spinach, salmon, tuna, avocados, pumpkin seeds, hazelnuts, chia seeds, which are my favorites, red meats, as well as eggs. And when I'm doing this, this helps to ensure optimal digestion as well as nutrient absorption for my body. The fourth and the final strategy that I use to stay balanced and mineralized is that I engage in regular exercise, because engaging in regular physical activity helps to improve mineral metabolism and absorption, and also has several benefits that are associated with mineral production within the body. One of those being increased blood flow, because physical activity enhances blood circulation, which delivers oxygen and nutrients, including minerals, to tissues more effectively. This increased blood flow helps to facilitate the transport of minerals to cells for absorption within the body. Exercise is also great for stimulation of bone growth. So whether I'm engaging in weight-bearing exercises such as walking or resistance training, stimulating bone growth is essential. And this process can increase the uptake of minerals like calcium and phosphorus, which are essential for bone health. And then finally, exercise helps with muscle contraction, because during exercise, muscle contraction stimulates the uptake of minerals like potassium and magnesium into the muscle cells to support energy production as well as muscle function. And one of the things that I hear often from those that I work with is that they simply don't have time to exercise. I get it, because sometimes we're doing all of the things. And so I made a podcast specifically for you, podcast episode 154, which is, if you can't find time to work out, you might want to consider high intensity interval training. This is effective and time efficient, and this is an excellent way for the body to stay balanced as well as mineralized for optimal health. These four strategies are a part of my lifestyle. There was a time when I was always tired and drained, and part of that had to do with being mineral deficient. Staying mineralized now not only keeps me energized, but my hormones stay healthy as well as balanced. One of the key ways to determine if you're mineral deficient is by requesting a full blood panel workup from your primary care doctor. This is going to show any mineral deficiencies such as magnesium, potassium, and iron. And my recommendation is to ensure that you have this done annually as part of your routine physical. I pray that you were blessed and learned something from today's show. If you feel that you need additional hormone support, I want to invite you to head over to happyhormonescourse.com to take my free course. This mini course will help you to hack your hormones so that you can feel happier and healthier. So let's wrap it all up. Mineral deficiency can have far-reaching implications for health and hormonal balance. By following these four holistic strategies, drinking mineralized water daily, de-stressing, optimizing your digestion, and exercising regularly to address mineral deficiencies can optimize your health and well-being. I'll leave you with Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.